lots of bands, lots of tunes for everyone. It looks to be a very, very good show. Let's get out of here, shall we? This is Television. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Parts Unknown with your host Chris. And now it's time for Mantis Cabinet with your host me, this guy that's chatting on the air currently. And today is Monday. Actually, every time my show's on, it's on a Monday, which should, for those who don't know the day of the week, a good indication is when you hear me on the radio, it's Monday. Just if you're worried. Because, I remember in middle school, I wouldn't really know what day of the week it was. And this is kind of sad, but I know the day of the week depending on what I ate for lunch. What McDonald's deal I got. And you had, Monday was Big Extra, Tuesday was Big Mac, Wednesday was McChicken, Thursday was Double Cheeseburger, Friday was McFish, which is gross. The McFish is disgusting. But anyway, so today is Monday, and yeah, so we're going to start off my hour-long Monday extravaganza with music, and this is a band called Eternal Tapestry, and this is off their album, The Invisible Landscape, and this came out in 2009, so it's a little old, but like, not that old, you know, not too obsolete. They're still around and kicking it. The Invisible Landscape, Eternal Tapestry. This is a song, Cathedral of Radiance. It's a decent jam. I hope everyone enjoys it, and even if you don't, whatever, man, chill out.
Thank you.
And that was Eternal Tapestry. And these guys are from Portland, and they're on Thrill Jockey, not fun. Yeah, so you can check those guys out. They're actually playing some shows around on the West Coast, not in Vancouver, unfortunately, but they're playing in Portland, and then 2 days later in Seattle. And then they're on, like, a two-week break, and it's like, you guys should come play up in Vancouver for a night or something, because that would be stellar. But they're not. Although I urge, if there's any promoters listening to this show right now, man, and you dug that, check it out, give them a shout. They might be down. They're in Seattle on the 26th of February, and then back in Portland on March 11th. But anyway, if not, they're also playing with Kinski in Seattle on April 2nd, and I'm like, oh, I think I might go to that if I can somehow get to Seattle. It's a far walk, I've heard. I'd have to start pretty early, like leave at like 7 a.m. or something, get there on time. But and then a week later, they're playing with Moon Duo, who is coming to Vancouver as well, April something or other. I want to guess the 16th, but I might just be wrong. I can look that up if anyone's interested. But nonetheless, these guys, The Invisible Landscape came out. That was the album that came out in 2009. They're supposedly releasing they are going to be releasing another LP in March 2011, so like in a couple weeks, hopefully. Because it's February is almost over. Oh man, where did this month and year go so far? I don't know. Anyway, so that's going to come out on Thrill Jockey, and whereas Invisible Landscapes came out on Not Fun. So I don't know what's up. The band has five dudes. And they play a variety of instruments. You should have picked that up. Anyway, so that's enough about that band, who is pretty awesome. I really like the artwork on their album. It's stellar. But kind of actually bummed that they're not coming up to Vancouver, even though they're coming so close. The next track I've got, and this is another a little bit older, like not like my parents' age old or like my grandparents' age old, but like I guess like my younger brother old kind of or something or other, or like kinda old. But this is North off their album Ruins, and this is the track Ruins off that album, and I hope y'all enjoy it. Thank you.
the 2011 edition of the Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting live from community radio stations across the country this February 23rd, 2011.
We're in a democratic society in Canada and in the States. We're supposed to be so much better than the rest of the world, yet the way we treat our poor may be the worst.
Marathon will be broadcasting live from over 40 community radio stations across Canada.
I speak as a person who was homeless at 16 years old. I speak as a woman at 61 who has in my heart the greatest compassion and love for those who are without a home. So I call upon every person who hears my voice to become committed to creating a home.
If you'd like more information on how you can get involved, please check out ckut.ca/homeless. That's February 23rd, 2011, live from coast to coast and from the streets.
And yeah, so Homelessness Marathon, check it out. I've always been a fan of homes in general. I think it's something great to have, and we ought have homes for all, homes, not cocaine. Anyway, that was North right before, which is like a tricky band to find information about, because like you try to just Google North and like you do not get the band, and then I ended up figuring it out. So that album came out in 2007, which is slightly older than my younger brother. So it'd be like more like my baby brother, kind of like, but I don't have a baby brother. But so it's just a terrible analogy. But nonetheless, these guys are from Tucson, I believe. Tucson, Arizona. They're on Cavity Records. And yeah, oh yes, Tucson, which I'm pretty sure is in Arizona. That makes sense. I mean, my American geography is terrible. But Tucson, Arizona. I met one kid from Tucson once. He was okay. We kind of got along. He had red hair. Yeah, and again, looks like it's the theme today. This band also has five dudes in it. Stellar. Yeah, so I don't think they have any shows coming up or anything like that. Yeah, they're not really doing anything. They just released another album, I think. They released another one called What You Were, but I don't have that yet, and I'm not sure fully when that came out. But their most recent activity as a band was a Twitter post that said, "Bashing my head against a wall to try and make the North MySpace not look like a pile of dicks." Very unsuccessful. So there seems to be some band trouble going on in there. I hope they get their stuff sorted, because no one really wants their MySpace looking, and I quote, like a pile of dicks. Although, being in a radio station and putting on like scare quotes, like the bunny ear things, really loses its effect, because you guys can't see me. So you don't even know when I'm making quotation marks or like, you know, winking to be sarcastic or something. That's confusing. That's just, I'm going to get into it, you know, people are going to get into a lot of fights over that kind of a thing. But, so the next tune, and let's see here, I have a bunch more music, actually. This is going to be exciting. So what we're going to do is we're going to do something a little lighter, because that was pretty dark and proggy for a while. I don't know if anyone got scared, because, you know, it's like 3:30 on a Monday afternoon. He wants to hear, like, ridiculously ambient and depressing progressive rock on their way home. You guys want to hear something like Lady Gaga or some shit? Well, for those of you who are into that, no, I'm kidding, she's not that, oh yes she is, never mind, I take it back, I can't artistically defend her. We are going to listen to Mr. Chicken, and if you give me a minute I will tell you. I'm not even sure. This is from an album called Cold Heat Heavy Funk Rarities. So this is a little bit more funky, a little bit more heavy, a little older, way older. And Mr. Chicken, let's do it. Listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet, and that was just Mr. Chicken off Cold Heat, Heavy Funk Rarities by The Soul 7. It's very doubtful you'll ever see them live anymore. They're probably dead. But nonetheless, we can move on to live bands. This band, I believe, this band... Colin Stenson, I think, if I'm playing the right one. I should hope so. Yeah, Colin Stenson, he was supposed to open for Godspeed, You Black Emperor, which played on Wednesday, which was phenomenal. My mind was blown, even though I got lost on my way to the Vogue. Which is like, who gets lost going to the Vogue?
Apparently you do.
I get lost going to the Vogue. I'm also... I have many other failures in my life when it comes to that. One time I put my pants on backwards and didn't even realize it until, like, midway through the day where my buddy was like, Alex, are your pants on backwards?
Didn't he know it was crisscross day?
Not my brightest. So anyway, I got lost to the Vogue, and I missed the opener, who wasn't this guy. But I did end up seeing the whole thing, and then I got, this is cool, I got Ephraim from Godspeed You Black Emperor, who pretty much started the jam, and started a Silver Mount Zion, who is kind of shitty right now, but like, shh, don't tell him, to sign my record that I got, like, not the actual vinyl, but like the case and shit. And it says, musicians are cowards. And no, that's not like fighting words with anybody, but that's like off a Silver Mount Zion 10-inch, which is solid. Yes. So, yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, that was a solid show. I had to wait like 40 minutes after the show, just kind of like, kind of like eating Burger King and chain smoking cigarettes, waiting for him to come out. And he did, and it was stellar. Anyway, so this should be, Colin Stenson, who was supposed to open, which is one dude, he's from Constellation Records. He's one dude with a saxophone. There's some guest vocals in the album. But, yeah, so we're going to play it, and it should be swell, and everyone will enjoy it.
I'm Thank you.
that last track we heard was from a band called The Clouds Are Ghosts, and they released an album called The Clouds Are Ghosts. You can download it for free off their MySpace. It's pretty stellar stuff. Yeah, dude, you guys should check them out. I don't think they're playing anything, have any upcoming shows or anything. Someone did post a picture of a cute bear on their MySpace, though. So, if you're into cute bears, you know, it might be worth checking out. There's some good photos of the band. There's, again, five dudes again. Actually, one of them's a girl. She plays keyboard. And then, so again, we're on like the five-person band theme today. Okay, except for Colin Stenson. He was only one man. Anyway, so yeah. If anyone finds themselves in Austin, Texas, you know, drop by, say hi, you know, do it up. Take them out for a beer or something. So I found out while that lovely track was playing that Mr. Stetson was only scheduled to open for Godspeed in Europe, and not when Godspeed moseyed on to Vancouver, or, which they're also doing, is playing three shows in Toronto. Damn. That's aggravating. I would have gone to all three nights. Especially because I was sick going to the first night, and it was like, I'm sick. I have to go to Godspeed. There's no question, am I not going or am I going? It's just like, I'm sick. Crap, right? So, like, you know, I took a Benadryl, and then I, like, shotgunned a beer, and I was like, woo! But it was like, whoa. My woo quickly turned into, like, a whoa. I like that. I'm going to work on that. Anyway, moving onward. So I was perusing. Perusing is a lovely word. I was perusing the CDs we have at CITR, and there was one CD caught my eye. So the first two words caught my eye, and then I read the rest of it. Little Whore, that's what, you know, I was like, whoa, okay, I'm intrigued. Do tell. Little Whore Records presents 30 bands you've never heard of, or and probably never will again. So As a true hipster, Little Whores and bands that you've never heard of, because I've now heard of them, that's what it's all about. So, you know, I'm going to don my red and black plaid vest, which I don't even own, but and I'm going to play some of these tunes. So the first one, and it's got like 30 bands who are all from Edmonton or connected to Edmonton, and some of them have caught my eye, some of them not so much. But I haven't heard these yet, so we're gonna go on a little adventure. But I might play, you know, two tracks of this or something, see how it is. Because they should all be a little different. I've heard good things. The first one I wanted to listen to is The Little Rascals. And these guys are 14, and they jam in their, like, their, obviously their parents' house. But their father... one of the dads, I don't know how many, if they're all brothers and they only have one dad, I don't know if they share a dad, I don't know how that works, but apparently the dad, maybe the one who owns the basement where they practice, looks like Lenny, I don't even know, doesn't even matter, looks like a guy named Lenny, doesn't even really matter. I was just intrigued because they're 14, and I'm like, oh, I couldn't do much at 14. I was just learning to feed myself. This is impressive. So we're going to listen. If it sucks, I apologize, and I'll play some awesome prog. Tried to hold me down with their lies, but I went ahead and broke it. still am a kid that wants to play. Okay, that was like the best 14-year-old screaming I have ever heard in a while. That was actually kind of exciting. I dig, they're 14. They're 14 and their voice cracks less than I do. Boo. No, I'm kidding. That was awesome. Well, yeah. So, like I know, all I know is these guys are 14 and I wish I could have done something that productive at 14. I don't even want to know what I was doing at 14. Probably just, you know, figuring out the joys of my body and puberty and eating Kraft dinner and stuff. Which I had for breakfast today, too, so not much has changed. Oh man, I'm gonna shut up. Anyway, so this might be my last track? No, maybe. Anyway, this is a band called Clogs. They're pretty stellar stuff. That's decent alliteration, stellar stuff. Yeah, anyway, Clogs, pretty sweet. They were actually kind of tough to find any stuff, but I did. Anyway, the album is The Creatures in the Garden of Lady Walton. I've never been, but I would assume that Lady Walton has a decent garden, as per she gets her own album named after them. There's no frickin' album called, like, The Stuff in Alex's Garden. Anyway, this came out in 2010, so it's kind of recent, because 2010 was just last year. I don't know if anyone remembers, but it's 2011 now. This is called Red Seas, like the plural of one sea, like an ocean, but a sea, and like if there were two seas. Anyway. So y'all get ready for this, because it's gonna be unreal. Nah, it should be super exciting.
toi.